Thanks for subscribing to KHOL and listening to the Teton Sports Talk Podcast, the number one sports talk show in the great state of Wyoming.
Fans, it is Friday. That is a new hot track I just found just a minute ago. This is Teton Sports Talk. This is Graham Traynor in chair one. Massey is over across the Mississippi at a wedding for his twin brother, Troy. And in studio, I have not only some Moose Hockey guys, but a surprise visit from Notorious Skate Chaser, my new wife, EB Traynor Hurley.
Yeah, let's give it up for you.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Some eye candy for the studio. We just went to Abuelita's. It was good. I'm pumped to have these guys in the house. They came in late. This is a late night. I don't know if it's a how early is the school? Or how early you'll have to be at school tomorrow. But I've got Ben in the house, Ben Puller.
How we doing?
I think it's a record for Teton Sports Talk, his third in-studio interview.
Yeah, I think it's the third.
That's awesome. I appreciate it.
Big fan.
You're a big fan? Good. And we had the one interview when you guys won last year.
Yep.
In the locker room.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
You had a locker room interview?
Yeah,
we did.
I didn't know about this.
I think the audio is still on my phone.
Actually.
We were having a great time. Howitzer was making a speech about something, about discipline for next year, meaning this year now. And yeah, we did a little quick interview. I think I have the audio on my phone. I got Mr. Oops.
What's up, my man? Thanks for having me back in the jungle.
Thanks for coming back in. I heard, what was the most recent thing? You're injured somehow.
Oh, yeah.
Work or domestic work related?
Work related.
Work related, yeah.
I decided to walk backwards off some scaffolding, 10 feet to be exact.
Jesus.
Yeah, it was I was painting my sister's house in Alaska, and I was taping a garage door, and for some reason, I thought I was in the middle of the plank, and I was right on the end, and I just stepped right off. Felt like somebody held me by my armpits and just dropped you 10 feet.
Oh, God.
And landed on my heels and slapped back and broke my wrist.
Oh.
So, but I'm good. I'm back.
You're ready for next week.
I got a month. 1 month.
Oh, 1 month left. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Heel, no contact. For a month.
Yeah. What's his name? Barry from North Carolina heard himself playing video games. The point guard. One of the most outstanding player from last year's March Madness tournament. Heard himself punching a wall because he lost a video game. So
what game was it?
This sounds a little better.
Probably
I don't know.
Why do players punch walls?
I don't know. What
way?
Yeah.
I learned the hard way on that one. I don't do that anymore.
I do remember watching, what's his name, the Redskins quarterback, Gus Frat, when he put his head into the cement back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if the young boys remember this as well. I got Opie in the house, too.
How's it going? Oh,
Seattle, Washington.
Seattle.
Sea Chickens.
Sea Chickens have the Houston Texans on Sunday. How are you feeling about that?
I don't know.
Deshaun versus Russell.
I've been pretty busy this year.
Yeah.
I know the record, but other than that, I haven't really watched a game.
I watched
the Green Bay game. Some horse crap calls.
There was a lot of home cooking there.
Yeah.
That was it's annoying that.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah, I mean, I'm notoriously an annoying Cowboys fan growing up in Fort Worth, but I'd say that the most annoying thing about our loss and your loss is Aaron Rodgers was still playing at those times, and those would have been wins now if they would have been against.
Not only that, it's just when he gets touched, there's a penalty. There's a pick six, taken all the way back to the 50-yard line just because he got shoved from the side.
Aaron Rodgers is like me, just frail just a old
Band-Aid.
Man. Bones snapping, twigs breaking left and right.
So you're saying, so Allie is basically Olivia Munn.
Yeah, pretty much.
Perfect, That's a compliment.
One more injury. I don't know.
More injury.
I don't know.
No, yeah, he's definitely the most entitled. Like, Drew Brees isn't even like that. The most entitled one Super Bowl quarterback, wouldn't y'all say? Aaron Rodgers. Most arrogant, entitled one Super Bowl, one ring holding Super Bowl champion.
Yeah. He's a good
Rodgers.
Quarterback.
No, he's great. I mean, he's great, but, you know, he does get a lot of love. Like, I feel like Brady's. What, Brady has, what, five now?
Yep.
You know, he's earned a little bit of the being able to be in the huddle with the refs.
I don't know.
Yeah. All right.
Nobody likes
that player. Sorry, Jumbo Margaritas at ovulation/ovulitos.
So good.
I'm a little scatterbrained, but you guys wanted to talk about Moose Hockey's Movember campaign, and there's a donation thing?
Yeah, we have a Movember account, JH Moose Hockey. Tom gave me a whole speech. I can read it.
No, it's all good. Is it on Instagram, Facebook?
I think it's on everything.
It's on everything.
It's going to be on our Facebook
Grindr.
Page.
Okay. Nice.
Or you can go to Movember.com and click donate.
There's a Movember.com?
Yeah, and there's an app. You can upload your own, you know,
there's
mustache.
A Movember app.
Oh, yeah.
You can upload your own mustache.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you just have to have a mustache, or can you have, like, handlebars and sideburns?
You can go the handlebars.
I think you can go handlebars.
As long as it's
facial.
Mustache.
Fun
it's
facial.
Be a mustache. Makes
maybe,
sense.
Maybe a little soul patch in there.
Flavor saver?
Flavor
I can
saver.
Only grow, I think mustache is the only, mustard. I cannot grow anything between the mustache and the sideburns. It's all patchy trash, and it's sad. And I even, so one of the funniest things was, last Christmas, EB's dad asked me what I wanted for Christmas on email. And I was like, all right, this would be kind of funny. But I've always wanted to see if there, we were talking about Rogaine as a joke off the air. I legitimately went on Amazon. I found a thing called Beard Grow XL. These little, like, these pills are like horse pills. And I just, like, sent him a screenshot. And I go, I want Beard Grow XL as a joke. He never asked, like, oh, what do you really want for Christmas or anything? Literally 2 weeks after Christmas, I get a package and it's Beard Grow XL pills. And I tried for a while.
You did it?
Nothing.
Never happened.
Didn't work.
No. Really?
Probably just estrogen pills.
Yeah, exactly. Downstairs grew a little faster, but then you got to manscape more. So it's not really worth it at all.
Time and effort.
I've noticed with age, my beard's getting thicker and more
gray
and scraggly. And
Burt
scruffy.
Reynolds.
Yeah, kind of Burt Reynolds-y.
Yeah. Burt Reynolds has that, he's that little like, it's like white patch at the bottom of the beard, the goatee part, and the rest is black.
Yeah. Dude,
or dark.
I just have like three red hairs, like one on the chin, one on the side.
That's the inner ginger trying to get out.
No.
Keep it like,
you're going to make a good run though at Movember this year. You got a good start at least.
Yeah.
Benny's got a fantastic mustache.
Well,
Ben,
been growing that
Ben
thing
just has
for
great,
5 years. Like,
Ben just has great facial hair.
Yeah.
I mean,
and he's great looking.
Italian.
There you go. Skate chaser Evie. announcing the side. She's never going to be over this addiction. Despite my vows. Yeah, she's just not going to change.
That's.
We were talking about Movember. That's awesome. There's a
Movember. Go to Movember.com, look for JH Moose Hockey, and then you can enter a donation and explore that, and it's going to be on social media eventually.
Is this go to what does this go towards? Beard grow pills for the team, or
no? I mean, maybe for a couple guys.
For a couple guys, yeah.
No, I think it all goes to just men's health for prostate, pancreatic, and testicular.
Oh, sick! That's awesome.
Stuff. Yeah, I think
that's
it all
great.
Goes. So, yeah, if you feel inclined, you can
F prostate cancer.
Yeah,
if I may. Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. It's a bunch of baloney.
One in three.
One in three?
I think it's 1-3.
Jesus.
That's me.
So I'll start the next. Yeah, I'll start the next ratio. So I'll be okay. I don't have two other guys with me, but yeah, and it's probably like hockey players, contagious, whatever. Locker room stuff.
Locker room stuff.
Speaking of locker room stuff, hot dogs.
Yes.
What's going on there this year?
I ordered up in the off season a hot dog Ferris wheel cart. And
wait, it's like a thing of beauty, like a popcorn machine.
Yeah. But it's a for Ferris wheel holds 8 dogs.
What temperature are we working with here?
Low and high.
Low and high heat.
Yeah.
Regular dog.
High heat cooks the dogs in 1 hour. Rare. Low heat or half hour. Low heat cooks in an hour.
So like that blackened hot dog. Remember that episode of Seinfeld when Kramer eats the hot dog in the movie theater?
Yeah.
Like that sort of thing. That's
if you leave it on overnight.
Yeah, if you leave it overnight.
Like,
it could be what happened right now.
What happened last night, and the coach showed up and found crusty hot dogs in the Ferris wheel.
Fire hazard.
Yeah, pretty much.
Amongst other things.
But it has a bun warmer on top. It's awesome. So you stick the buns in there, and then
it
cooks a perfect dog.
There's still no relish in the locker room.
No.
You don't need relish.
That's BS. I think you guys are reigning champions. I think you guys deserve a nice like grilled onion, relish, kraut, mustard, ketchup stand for sure. Wait, so is Knuckles gonna be just like walking this thing around?
No, it's in their locker room.
Oh, it's only in the locker room.
It's not a
concession thing.
That's a great idea though.
Yeah.
We raise money for hot dogs at practice.
Hot dog awareness for prostate.
Yep.
Yeah.
This guy is just
hot dog and prostates.
The hot dog machine just fills itself back up.
No, he was worried about it not turning over because it has kind of a weak motor in it. And I was like, watch, it turns over. And it did. And I didn't replace the hot dog, and they got all butthurt about it.
Well, it was only $200.
Well, yeah.
Did you buy it from SkyMall?
You get what you pay for.
SkyMall magazine?
Nostalgia. It's a JCPenney product.
JCPenney?
Yeah.
They're still going? Anyway, proud of them.
You put that on the JC credit card.
Let me pull up a picture of it.
All right, so the next fund after Movember should be for a new hot dog machine.
Or upgrade.
You guys need to upgrade to the built-in hot dog machine.
We need a new stereo system.
We're getting one.
That's what I think we need. Like some more bass.
We need some speakers.
Why don't you guys do like a built-in dildo system to the visitor station? Sorry, this is obviously going to get edited.
Yeah, we'll see. Your reputation's on the line. This is my choice.
In the visitor place, and if like they're being annoying, you can just like throw dildos or hot dogs at them from like all four corners, and, like ambush them.
Talking about the other team or the band?
The other team, not you guys. So like if you guys are like tied, like
we need like a covert person in the stands to like deliver the dildos.
The button, but like you guys got.
I think Evie's guaranteeing her presence every weekend, both games. Throwing dildos.
You can have a bag of dildos.
No, that's very admirable.
No,
we'll give you like a code sign.
This might interfere with her job, but who cares?
No, just like four corners. You need to have like these hidden like Bond style like things that come out and just shoot dildos at the other team while they're like huddling.
Speaking of dildos, how do y'all feel about being champions for the past 6 months now? It's been a while.
It has been.
Hold on. Yeah. I got this picture for you now.
Good radio.
Here you go.
Oh, that's amazing. That is amazing. I used to have, speaking of SkyMall, I bought one time impulse purchase on American Airlines, SkyMall magazine, bought this thing called the Hot Diggity Dogger. It was a toaster oven, and you put four hot dogs in it and four buns, and they all just like went down at the same time via like a toaster handle.
Oh, nice.
Best hot dogs I've ever had. Didn't even have to stick, you know, make little holes and forks
in
them.
Oh, we need that machine. Sure.
I know.
Next one, we need like a grilled chicken rotisserie, or maybe even a pretzel.
I think y'all have earned that. You know what? I go pretzel
melted over cheese.
You know what I was going to ask you
How
guys?
How about a salad bar?
A salad bar?
Yeah.
Why not?
Pretzels, pizza, hot dogs.
American dream right there.
Would you guys make the effort to toss each other's salads in the locker room, though?
Most definitely.
Most definitely?
I knew you'd say
even in Movember?
That's even better. Savory.
No, but I'm going to say, like, you know, all right, you guys have probably heard the entitled BS has happened this week. Martavis Bryant, Eric Bledsoe.
Mm-hmm.
basically saying, like, I want the hell out of this franchise. Eric Bledsoe got his wish. Martavis got sent to the practice squad, which I think is awesome. Because I'm sure Howitzer would probably just say, oh, you want out of Moose Hockey? You're going to the practice squad.
No.
Which would mean...
Go laugh yourself.
Yeah, your gear, oh, just your gear yeah. would be outside would even, next to the dumpster, and you'd have
that's
24
awesome.
Hours.
Yeah, exactly. So he'd go the Mike Tomlin route on this. Yeah. So you guys demand a salad bar and say, I want to leave this franchise. I want to go to Bozeman. He would just be like, here's your stuff. Have fun on the start bus.
Yeah. I don't know who would want to go.
Go fuck yourself.
Amen.
I don't think any guy, I don't think anybody would, can play for another team.
Oh, that's good to hear. There's no that's
trading clause.
I mean, I don't remember yeah. signing a contract. But.
Well, neither do college players, but there's like such a, there's like a college free agent market now. It's kids who want to have more reps at quarterback who just randomly get stuck in that system where they get to transfer and then play. Like the Auburn quarterback, Baylor kid who bitched about not being able to play enough for Baylor. Therefore, he gets to transfer, has to take a year off, and it's like a free agent thing. There's no contract signed. But
oh, well, yeah, I think if there's a year in between, then.
Yeah, year between.
Yeah. Not really here, though.
Yeah. Like,
didn't one of the New Moose players go to Bozeman or?
So this is
no.
Happened.
Corpy played for Sun Valley and then left and played for the Moose. This was in the 90s, though.
Yeah. Back in the day,
but that was like a
90s.
That wasn't a business decision. That was a I'm just moving cities yeah. as a human being.
Yeah, as long yeah. as you don't leave on
human.
The
that was heart. That was heart and family. That wasn't a business related thing. He didn't leave Sun Valley to come be a part of the Moose hockey team with the hot dog Ferris wheel.
No.
He just relocated. Yeah.
He no, might have, though, if he knew about the Ferris wheel. Like,
touche.
I'm going to Jackson.
If it only been around back then.
Yeah.
We got to stick some hot dogs in people's gear.
Amen.
Wow, yeah.
And we'll sign off there. We'll come back and we'll discuss a little more hot dogs in people's gear, a little more prostate awareness, and yep. et cetera. When my boy's
opening
here.
Opening weekend?
Absolutely.
Rookies.
We're going to scout the whole Missoula, Sun Valley, and Bozeman, who you guys are playing next weekend, which I'm pumped about that the hockey season's already here.
I forgot to tell you, Missoula is no longer in the league.
Too soon.
They were replaced with the Vail Yeti.
Oh, Vail!
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Bringing Colorado in.
Way better team.
Yeah, way better.
Way better.
It's going to be fun. They're a competitive team.
Missoula, yeah.
Not great.
Missoula was interesting.
I've never been.
EB loves Vail. Fur coats, high ticket prices. This is Teton Sports Talk on 89.1 KHOL.
Holla at you, boy.
Holla at you, boys. Happy Halloween, sports fans. Happy Halloween weekend. We are here in studio. It is Friday. It is 2:15, 2:30 p.m. I am here in studio with Moose Hockey Boys. I got Oops, Opie, and Ben. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic.
Good.
Beautiful.
Fabulous. We were talking
great.
On...
Great Friday.
We were talking off air about hating your own, the sound of your own voice. And I remember growing up hating the sound of my own voice. If my parents had a, you guys remember like home videos with the VHS?
Yep.
I remember we like watched those again and I would just be like, God, I sound like a woman. I sound like a middle-aged woman. And then in middle school, if I ever answered the phone at home, the old landline, the person would be like, ma'am. Is the man of the house there? And I'd be like, I'm a seventh grade boy. I'm not a wife. I'd be like, I don't know. But I had that voice, that crackling, awful, prepubescent. I guess it sounds like a middle aged woman. I don't know what it was back in the day.
Sorry to hear that.
I know. Sorry. Well, you know, I guess it's something that went away. Something that didn't go away was my lack of facial hair, which all these boys have locked in for Movember. Let's plug that again. The Movember campaign with Moose Hockey is something that is donating towards prostate cancer awareness.
And amongst other...
Benji?
Men.
Male
issues.
And other male issues.
Yeah. Men's health.
Men's health.
Support the mustache
For the whole month
of November.
The whole team is going to, for those who can.
And we're going to try to raise some money.
We're going to have a...
We want to see some people out in town with those mustaches, too.
We have a box of Sharpies, though, for, you know, some of the guys
people
who
lacking.
Can't. Yep.
I mean, I could grow a pretty decent mustache. I wouldn't mind a little Sharpie touch-up, but, you know.
I think I'm going handlebar goatee combo.
That's sick.
I don't know.
You still have a month, of injury time, so you have, like, a little bit of play time to do something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hang out. Put a towel around the neck on the bench. A couple hot dogs.
Get the hot dog Ferris wheel we were talking about earlier. Get that going again. For those who didn't hear the first segment, there will be a new hot dog Ferris wheel inside the champion Moose Hockey's locker room.
Yep. And it's called Secret Dog. If you want a hot dog, it's $5. All proceeds go to
the prostate.
Prostate
awareness.
We're giving it to the Movember account.
That's awesome.
Yep.
And how would you access this Ferris wheel that's guarded by Knuckles, the moose, in the locker room?
You got to come up and find me somewhere and ask me for the secret dog.
Oh, well, I guess you're out for the whole month of November. Yep. So you're kind of...
I'll be hanging around.
Excuse me. Yeah. You'll be hanging around. So you're kind of like the security guard.
Not a small target to find either.
No. Especially after the last week of Bachelor Life.
Bachelor meals.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I heard about this.
1 through 11, I believe.
10 right now.
10?
10
what
meals.
What was your favorite meal?
I would like to get into this. What was, Bachelor Life meal situation? For men's health reasons, get into this a little bit.
I don't know.
To eat and what not to eat.
My wife said she was going...
Leaving you?
She's leaving on...
Bags were packed when I got home.
She just got flight benefits, and she thinks she's like the traveling wonder of the world now. So she's like, I'm going to Charleston. I'm going to New York. And I was like, all right, take off. 10 days she's been gone. And so I've been posting all my bachelor meals, and I kind of just started off bachelor meal number one.
Nachos.
And, yeah. Then it turned into like steak dinner with a salad and
a salad.
You know, mix that in there.
A salad's pretty woke of you, by the way. Oh, and on the side we have notorious Jackson skate chaser, Evie, trainer -Hurley. Middle finger to the air to all of us, like a Ferris wheel.
You can't see her right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was impressive. That was nice.
And in the last six months.
The finger like went around the moon.
It did. It was perfect. It was interesting. I've never seen that.
Resembling
before.
A hot dog getting cooked in
rotisserie.
Yeah.
On slow heat.
She's a very expressive person. So.
Get over it.
In the last 6 months, how has y'all's lives changed? It was Ben, your second title. With the Moose? Third title?
Second.
Yeah. We lost.
Oops.
Second.
Second as well.
We only won
Obi,
two.
Number one.
I was Rook last year.
Rookie. Rook, that's right.
Thank you.
He made it through a great rookie party, too.
He didn't take the trophy.
When was the rookie party? How long after?
The rookie party is the last regular game of the year. Right before playoffs.
Before the playoffs, okay.
And there's a sweet trophy that Benny made, and it says MVP Rook, and it's like three-tiered welded metal, and on top there's a hot dog.
Hot dog.
I can't believe
a welded hot dog's metal
hot
dog.
Talking about. Like, what is going on?
It's always been,
I don't know.
Well, it's always
why
been
a hot dog?
Well, there's pizza in the skates, there's hot dogs in the trophy.
Yeah.
Well, there's hot dogs in skates and sticks.
And sticks.
Pants.
I like the hot dog in the stick thing.
So you can hide those, like,
little crevices.
I got a hot dog beanie on.
He's got a hot dog hat on.
Yeah.
Hot diggity dog.
What's going to be the theme this year? Like asparagus in the helmet? What are you guys thinking?
Let's make girls maybe the theme this year.
Who invited you?
Hot dogs everywhere.
We were discussing off the air, Missoula has kind of like San Diego chartered themselves to Vail via L.A. Kind of like the Chargers moving from San Diego to L.A. Missoula, the franchise, has relocated to Vail.
The Vail Yeti.
And Missoula, they totally do not have a team anymore. Or they just went to a different conference.
They probably still
conference.
Skate together. And
just another enough,
they still skate,
like,
just like couples skating, yeah. And that's it.
Around the
red light,
like
red light, green light. find a partner. Vail, have you been scouting them? Are you guys nervous about Vail?
Vail's good. No,
Vail's
we've been
good.
Playing Vail for
Vail,
years.
Just the Yeti, like the Stanford Cardinal, the Vail Yeti.
Yeah, okay. They're going to be
Yetis.
Tough. It's going to be
a contender.
I think it's going to be a coin flip who wins it this year.
Between y'all and Vail.
Moose, Vail, Bozeman, and Sun Valley.
Oh, between the whole four
the whole
pack.
Show.
Nice.
Ready to turn it up, though.
But, I mean, of course, the Moose. I mean.
Yeah, I mean, defending
to
champs.
Beat.
Yeah.
Tough to beat.
Exactly.
Everybody hates playing us. They hate coming in our barn. But.
Y'all got to bring it late season, though.
Oh, speaking of the barn. speaking of the Moose barn, we were talking off air about boobs. Up against the glass in Park City. That was 4 years ago?
Four years ago?
5 years ago.
Five?
Just say two to make yourself sound cooler.
4 or 5 years ago.
Weird. So were these are the only boobs that have ever been pressed against the glass, or were these the best pair of boobs that have been ever pressed against the glass?
Well, I think all the guys really
appreciate
love
it.
Boobs.
That's fair.
And single women.
That's men's health. That's men's health. Yeah, yeah. Men's health awareness. Yeah.
And Evie really wants to talk about single hockey players.
We're
on
going
the team.
To do that. Yes. Yeah. I'm glad we went to dinner first, so she came with me as a tandem. It's nice.
And Albolitos.
Yeah. Albolitos.
Jumbos.
Jumbos.
Jumbo.
We like really splurge. We might go on dates.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll see you at home. If you want to leave?
So the date, the more you can go on.
We were talking exactly. We were talking about the WAG situation at Moose Games.
Yes.
Yeah.
My wife has really nice boobs.
That's perfect.
She's gonna kill me, but I mean, we always.
I can bleep out wife or boobs. What do you prefer?
I leave it.
Just leave
both of them. She'll get mad.
I'm proud.
Way.
I'm proud. Like I'm happy.
I know
for years, all the guys are like.
I can
just
see it in your
Allie
eyes.
To dump them out on the glass. And so it's always been like, you know.
Yeah.
Boobs on. Everyone wants to see boobs on the glass.
I've always like dumped them out. That's perfect. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dump them out.
Dump them out.
Dump them out.
Dump them out.
The what?
How long have you guys been dated or like married forever?
We've been married for 10 years. No.
Oh,
8 years.
Damn.
Sorry.
Okay,
8 years. Been together. We've been together for.
That's right.
Whoa. Jeez. When's her birthday? Oh, God.
We don't even do that. What's your favorite holiday?
Yes, that's a great idea.
What was the idea? I'm sorry. EB's talking on the microphone. What was the idea?
None of your business.
Great. 10-year skating anniversary.
Like, go up and skate with
Missoula? Well, we met on the rink. We met.
Oh, you met on the
down
rink?
The river. Yeah, first weekend.
She was driving the Zamboni,
no, cooking hot dogs
with her top off,
tits on the glass for the boys. No,
first words ever said.
All right, so what's the hot chick corner? Is that near the Bud Light tent?
All right, the hot chick corner. Below? The hot chick corner is you walk right in the rink, mm-hmm. and they usually have. Bleachers right there in the corner. It's the first corner that you walk into, and for a staple for years, it's always been dubbed the hot chick corner because all the single guys on the team would stare in there and look for the hot girls, and the hot girls knew that was a hot chick corner, so the hot girls would compete in the hot chick corner.
Oh,
and the whole goal, you try to like score a goal down there and then celebrate on the glass and or get in a fight right in front of it. Hot chick corner and
like put your wiener up against the glass,
yeah.
for the hot chicks, and then maybe they return the favor
for the boobs
with the boobs
for the boobs,
yeah. for the boobs.
Okay,
and
gotcha.
Like,
so it's just like
hey babe,
it's just like it's just like male and female anatomy on the glass at that point.
Anyone can
just staring at each other.
Yeah.
Yep.
So these two are single. Let's talk about, let's discuss them.
Ben's not.
No, Benny's.
Ben's very committed.
I'm very committed.
Yeah.
I'm married.
He would have told me, coming, if we were talking off air, he would have said, things have changed.
Well, let's talk about single Brooke here.
Christian
Opie.
AKA Opus. Opie. Yeah. Opus.
The Opus one over Opus. Here.
That's me.
Ope dog.
All right, well, yeah.
Opalicious.
Let's expedite Tinder here. What are your goals? What are your favorite things to do? Age, sex, location.
Age, 25.
Mm-hmm.
Sex, male.
Mm-hmm.
Location, Jackson, Wyoming.
There you go.
I don't know. My goal in life is just to have a happy life, not to be kind of stuck in that downhill grind of jobs that, like, kind of chip away at you, and then you start getting all alcoholic and sad.
Bartending?
No, not like that. I just want to live a life that, like, isn't, like, completely, like, based on debt and getting above that other person. Just be content kind of where you are.
Amen.
But with still having goals and ambitions, like, if I get super rich, awesome. If I don't, I'll make the best of it.
Do your minutes on the ice matter?
What?
Do your minutes on the ice this year matter?
No, I'm here for the boys.
Towards being rich. Okay, cool. I'm just making sure.
Put the body in front. Sure.
It's for the team. It's for the
team.
For
the team. Everything's not, for the team.
Yeah. He's pretty athletic, ladies.
Sacrifice the body.
Everyone's forgetting about the $5 million contract, too.
Very team first, not selfish.
No, yeah. I could care less if I could set. I mean, I want to play, but.
What are you talking about? You always ask me when you're going to get on the power.
Oh!
You're the one I was always hurt out in the locker room cooking hot dogs.
He's just
two guys sharing two guys in studio sharing a microphone with an axe to grind with each other.
we almost went at it in practice the other night.
How so?
He just, no relish.
Just chirping.
Let's get no relish.
We almost had a couple fights in practice.
Between the two of y'all?
No, not just between us.
We wouldn't fight, but he was
if it gets down to it, we'll fight. But
he knows
afterwards, we love each other, so it's not like, it's basically just like the old days. You have a problem with someone, you duke it out, you shake hands.
You get annoyed by me, the sports media, just coming in and asking you questions about why people are mad at each other when they fight in practice. When that's just part of just being competitive. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's healthy.
That's it.
It's men's health.
It is healthy.
It's men's health.
Men's health, exactly.
There's actually a country or a little village in South America who once a year, if you have a beef with someone, you get a fight, and then you just shake hands and get over it after.
Yeah.
It's one day out of the year.
Exactly. You know, I wish there was a little more competition like that. I know you guys know about the U.S. men's soccer team. It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't even know what else there was to say.
They didn't make.
We lost to World Cup. Turner and Hooch, Turks and Caicos.
I'm not surprised.
Trinidad and Tobago's.
Where's the cold snacks?
You want some cold snacks?
You can't really equivalent soccer to hockey, though.
You, but like,
no,
like,
I know.
I'm not upset that the U.S. men's sports team, there's so many other.
Well, the women's soccer team is like one of the top three teams every year.
To be quite honest, I'd rather watch girls' soccer because they are ferocious and they don't dive. They try to get after it.
Yeah.
It's fun.
They do, but I hate the whole movement.
Running. Who's my favorite women's soccer player? Is
Hope Solo?
No. Rampino? Ramon?
She's not your favorite soccer player if you don't know her name.
I fuck with Tyler.
Let's get real.
Jennifer Love Hewitt?
Somebody give me a cold snack.
I gave you a cold snack.
Oh, right here.
What else were we going to talk about?
Not women's
college
sports,
football.
I don't give a fuck.
Matchups. Penn State at Ohio State.
Penn State's garbage this year.
Bachelor number one. Penn State or Ohio State at the Horseshoe?
Ohio.
Bachelor number two.
Penn State. Saquon Barkley.
Batch number three.
Buckeyes.
Buckeyes at home? Okay, cool. Yeah, I think the Buckeyes are
Penn State even ranked this year?
Penn State?
Yeah.
They're number two.
Number two.
Yeah.
Where have I
They're
been?
Sort of ranked.
They have the best running back.
Might
nation.
Be there.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Obi said he had things to do. He wasn't clued in as much. Have you guys watched any of the World Series so far?
Yes.
Yes.
Only when I'm like working at the bar.
So
you're not working.
Where do you work? You should have included that.
We were on practice.
Maybe I don't want people to know where I work.
We were on the ice for last night.
For last night's game. Last night's game was sick.
That's what I heard. I heard it was the best game someone's ever seen.
A lot happened while we
were game two, though. You can't really nail biter.
It was crazy. It was all right. So both closers gave up 2-run leads, and it was 5 home runs in extra innings, and until this year there were only 17 home runs ever. Wow. In World Series extra inning games.
That's crazy.
Yeah, 5 last night. It was a cool like back and forth. It was like, Houston scored 2 at the top of the inning. There's no way I can do that. And then they do it. And then it just like went back and forth for a few innings. It was magical. Magical baseball. And I have no horse in the fight. Like, I don't really care. All right, let's sign off. When we come back, we're going to try to cold call Massey on the East Coast and talk a little more about next week. Scout Bozeman a little better. See what's going on with the hot dog Ferris wheel. Is it battery operated? I don't know. Does it plug in? We'll ask Oops. Teton Sports Talk on 89.1 KHOL. Sports fans, this is Teton Sports Talk. It is Friday, and in studio, it is Bring Your Wife to Volunteer Work Day. EB has been our side piece?
Co-host.
The whole time. Co-host. Yeah, co-host. Co-host. She puts the ho in co-host. EB, trainer, Hurley, notorious skate chaser. I've got 3 of the elite Moose hockey players, the champions.
That's right.
The reigning champs playing Bozeman.
I'll let you
coming
boy.
Up next weekend. What are we thinking scouting Bozeman? Have they lost or gained momentum / free agents / anything from last year?
Well, since I'm fishing with the captain of the Bozeman team on Friday before the game.
That doesn't sound right to me. Oops, that doesn't sound right to me. Unless you're going to do a little, are you trying to figure something out on that trip?
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah.
So girls just don't understand sarcasm sometimes when it comes to sports, and I just, yeah.
Evie's giving me the finger coming? Again.
Can Evie take that Uber instead of you? Or... I was trying to, and you interrupted him. So continue. You're fishing with Bozeman's GM?
Captain. Justin Cook.
All right.
I've been friends with him for 10 years, and he took me fishing this summer, and he's like, hey, let's go. I'm like, all right.
Where y'all going?
I don't know yet.
Yeah, they call it fishing.
And now yeah. You're hurt. He's not going to take you down the cannon and drop you off.
Is Justin
good.
Is Justin going to be MIA? After this fishing trip?
I don't know what happened to him. He went around
How
the corner.
How serious is his rivalry is what I'm asking.
It's pretty serious.
I know, yeah.
And they've been getting better every year. And I guess they got a couple new guys.
Rumor has it they got a couple new guys. Well, yeah. Brother of someone.
You see, it's not that you can't be friends with them off the ice, but once you hit the ice,
it's a different story.
Game on.
Yeah, of course.
I like that. Game
Everybody, on. Everybody in the hockey community is pretty tight-knit. And like... Everybody like knows somebody that you know or at some point played where you've been, so it's like
except for Vail now.
Yeah, I don't really know.
They're kind of the outlier now. Yep. Because they haven't been in the Four Horsemen for like the last
New Kids on the Block.
Yeah, New Kids on the Block.
Yeah.
They're new.
They're a good team.
For the late
Thanks, Evie.
For the late listeners, Missoula got replaced by the Vail Yeti.
Missoula got replaced. And we were talking about again, let's plug Movember because I think it's a great cause. The mustache growing for prostate and men's health awareness. Ben, how can you donate again?
You can go on to the Movember and go to JH Moose Hockey.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Get all the updates.
DM him.
Hot dogs.
Come to
in
the
games.
Room. Look at all the mustaches, and you know, everyone should participate.
Is there any way to turn the Movember thing into a calendar for next year? All the different mustaches.
you know, that's a great idea.
A lot of ugly guys.
I feel like we should definitely get that ball rolling.
Yeah. We can talk about it.
Yeah.
I think it'd be a great idea. You know, I did talk to one of the managers of KHOL. They told me there might be some sort of broadcasting situation with Moose this year.
Cool.
That sounds awesome.
That'd be really fun.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I told him I'd love to sit in with somebody who knows anything. No, it won't be me. It will be somebody who knows about hockey, I would just sit there and just talk about, like, boom, bash, boobs on the glass.
Boobs on the glass.
Yeah.
How are the fans going to know if they're boobs on the glass? You're going to tell them.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man.
Yeah. They're not going to know.
Never break up a chick fight.
A cat fight?
Yeah.
Going into this year, is there anything, we'll just say, is there anything new that, besides the hot dog Ferris wheel, it will be at the Moose games.
Some new players.
New players. We had a young team.
A young team.
Four new rookies.
Music.
New goalie named Tyler. He's 22, so I think he's the youngest on the team now.
Mm-hmm.
Some young blood.
And we had interviewed, I remember it was last year, the guy that was the goalie who played in like Pensacola?
Nick Krause.
Nick, that's right.
So he's still our number one. Tyler's coming. He's a good, solid tender. So, you know. If Nick ever got injured or needed a rest, he can go in.
Oh, okay.
And we'd be confident with him,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, because in hockey, like, I didn't even realize, I never really got to interview Brett Hull or Mike Madonna as a Stars fan growing up, so I didn't really guys, like, really.
Brett Hull's my favorite player.
Boom, there you go.
I have a signed USA card.
Oh, sick. Don't ever eBay that.
No way.
Cherish it. Put it in your pillow.
I have his dad's signature, too.
Oh, really?
Bobby, I met him at Chicago Showcase.
I was going to say, if between the two of them, they get enough, like, on ice time. I didn't really realize, because it's such a quick game, there's so much in and out that comes from the bench. You don't really realize how little at a time, I'm not trying to say this in a negative way, you guys actually are on the ice for, like, short periods of time, but it's just, like, continuous flow. Yeah. And it's something, like, you don't really pay attention to. Like, because when you watch basketball, when you watch NBA, you see players come in, like, sign in, sign out. They get to the scores table. There's this presentation. And there's more like presentation in the NFL or a pinch hitter in baseball. It's just like you can tell when stuff's going down. But in hockey, it's just like more free flowing and it's just kind of like
continuous play.
Yeah.
On the fly.
Yeah. Yep. Change on the fly. Jump in the, what do you call it? Jump in the bench?
Boards.
Boards. That's right. Jump in the boards.
Yep.
The worst is
riding the pine.
Ride the pine stuff. That works in baseball, too.
The worst is when you're coming to a change and you're giving her back to the bench because you want to get off the ice, and then you go to stop and you trip and go head first into the door. I've seen it at least a half dozen times in my career. That's bad.
Yeah, I also saw someone this year, I won't say who, but got on the ice with their skate guards.
Say it again?
Somebody high up in the Moose organization.
Oh, in the Moose organization.
Caught candid camera.
On the security cam. He's given a lesson, and he walked out with the skate guards on and went ass over tea kettle. Ended up on the ice.
Good
and then
night.
we filmed it with our phone off the security footage, and now it's making its rounds.
Is it going to make its rounds to Instagram?
It should.
Is it like,
I just don't know how the person would react.
I'm not posting that.
I'm not posting that.
I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, who has to green light it? Howitzer?
New kid.
Why don't we just put up like our own separate page so if one person gets in trouble, everybody does.
And everybody has it.
Jim Touchdown could put it on.
Jim Touchdown could put it on.
Jim Touchdown's.
Gosh, what a legend.
That guy's amazing.
He's down in Mexico somewhere having a taco and a hot dog.
Yeah. I heard he hangs out with Jimmy Buffett barefoot.
Yeah.
Ooh.
He might be the most interesting man in the world.
Don't know where he is. Don't know.
Oh, like the new Dos Equis? Not the older dude?
He should really try out for that.
They'd be like, who's this Jim Touchdown character? too funny.
What do y'all, I guess, what's the other question? What do you guys think about being for Halloween?
Got my costume.
Go for it, Opie.
Friday night, hanging out with some friends.
Nice.
Saturday, going out to the bar with the boys. Jackie Moon.
What?
Flint, Michigan Mega Bowl. Flint, Michigan Mega Bowl.
What's his song? What's his number one hit?
Love Me Sexy.
Love me sexy. Oh, a little karaoke on the air.
He's single and he can sing.
Number 16, ladies.
Well, just the fact that he was number 16. He didn't say like, no, I don't want to sing any of it. He was just like straight up like, just went into it. That was perfect.
Just ask him to sing it Saturday night and he'll probably start breaking out and dance.
All right.
I could, but I don't have the rollerblades or like the 70s pants.
You can spin around.
Just come find him. He's got a very, very, I don't know. It's like it's a throwback Mariners hat, but it's a Sunday uniform.
They're alternate.
Okay, there we go.
Blue and gold.
Blue and gold.
Mariners
it's like
fan
it's kind of
die,
Griffey style, but
it's
got a little bit of the
it's
new
really
age.
Hard
number 16.
To do it.
Number 16.
Number 16 on the ice.
On the ice.
Perfect. That's what we need to plug. I forgot about that. Boobs up against the glass at the barn. Look for number 16. He will look for you. Oops, what are you being
secret
for Halloween?
Dog. Oh, for Halloween?
Mm-hmm.
Probably a hot dog.
A hot dog?
That's not bad.
Oh.
You're hot dog obsessed.
I'll be ketchup.
I go Joe Casey hockey jersey and a Jason mask, and I sit out on my porch, and all the neighborhood kids come and
you
trick
get a lot
or treat.
Of trick-or-treating over there?
Yeah. And that's I usually awesome. Like, I have save the leaves in the yard and rake up a big pile of leaves.
Yeah.
The kids come and jump in it, and I sit there with a Jason mask and don't move. And there's a bowl of candy out, and they kind of like start, is that guy real? What is that? And then
dude, yeah,
they
that's
come
a...
up, and I just kind of scare them, and then I go back into character like still, and they all come up and poke me. It's pretty
I need
funny.
To come up to your place. I used to love doing trick-or-treat. Like I would always rather stay at home and scare the hell out of kids than I would go trick-or-treat and get candy.
No way.
And,
well,
oh, yeah.
No way.
I always liked it more. My brother and I would scare the hell out of kids. They'd come in. And we would do like that. Like, we pretend like you'd have a mask on and you'd act like you're a dummy or a wax figure and just doing the candy sitting close enough to the chair, but like at your feet. And they'd come up and they just kind of look around and be like, I think that's a human being.
Waiting for something.
It's like the anticipation.
No, it's
not,
yeah.
It's what everyone loves.
God, I loved it.
Movies.
It's the best.
I might go Jason mask guy under the pile of leaves.
Mm hmm.
You know, like feet sticking out or
that
something,
could be
and just mask and feet.
I think some there's gonna be some heart attacks at elementary school this year. That's good.
And cocktails, not for the kids. Candy and cocktails. So the adults come over.
Candy and cocktails
and have a cocktail. Virgin
coladas and Reese's pumpkins. Yeah, Benny, what are you gonna be?
You know, I haven't quite figured it out, but maybe along the lines of like an Arabian prince chic area,
Whoa.
Utilize the beard before I shave it.
Oh, Prince
next week.
Of Persia.
Yeah. You know?
Are you going to shave the beard? Oh, just for the mustache. Gotcha.
But,
touché.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just like deaf, don't come in too hot because like then you might get like.
No, I've thought about that.
Yeah, no, just, there's a playground.
There's a playground.
There's a yardage away from the playground situation.
Right.
Yeah, be fine.
Right, good.
I think if you speak English like fluently, you'll be fine.
Yeah. I mean,
just like no accent.
They're gonna know that I'm
part of the mix.
Yeah,
yeah.
They can't mistake that.
Well, if you start speaking Spanish, you might think you're bilingual and you might get that job
that's
you
true.
Always wanted.
I
Who
know.
Knows? Yeah, just walk around the streets.
Or they
build your resume. Maybe
think I'm a millionaire.
Think you're a millionaire and be like, hey,
come hang
like,
out.
Let's
come
go
out
be McLovin for the night.
Yeah, I'll be party of the night.
Yeah. I'm gonna call. We're gonna try to cold call Massey. On his East Coast trip and see what's up. It is 12:40 a.m.
his time.
It's already, right? It's
no,
already
I think
Friday
it's only,
there.
He's at a wedding?
It's already Friday.
I think it's only 11:35 there, isn't it? In Mississippi?
No. Oh, no. Sorry, I said east of the Mississippi. Oh. No, he's on the East Coast time.
Go ahead, but
he's like, no.
He's probably...
Hello, you reached Matthew Zeman. I'm unavailable to take your call right now. Please leave your name and number, and I'll call you back. Thank you.
He DM'd you a voicemail?
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Massey?
What's up?
Massey, what's up?
What's up, homie?
We're trying to hit you up. We're hoping you'd still be out. Man, it's only 12:41. You're already asleep.
Disappointing.
Well, that's engaged life. I know how that goes. We'll see you next week, buddy, on Teton Sports Talk.
I'll at you.
891 KHOL. That wasn't a sign off. What else can we talk about, guys? For what's like a pressing situation for Moose Hockey?
Who's gonna win the rookie MVP this year? It's a little early.
I mean, are you vying for it? Because if you are, like,
and where is the suggest that question? No,
he tried last year.
That's right. I didn't win last year.
He came runner up.
He gets a sophomore Slurpee or something.
I couldn't get the damn apple at the bottom of the water container, and I kept just slammed my nose.
Oh, that's right.
I slammed my nose at the bottom of it.
You didn't have bloody nose.
I couldn't bend my neck back far enough, long enough to like. I was just panic, just utter panic, and
that's got
to
be my favorite of it.
I forgot it's not performance based. It just has to do with like apple bobbing. Is that right?
Oh no, it changes year to year.
What goes down,
and it's best attitude and effort.
Best attitude and effort
with doing good.
With the rookie award, so it's best perform. Say again, best
performance, attitude and.
And they pick domination a couple guys obstacle at the end, or it's everybody, like, free-for-all?
It depends how many rookies we get.
Last year was kind of surprising. I thought it was going to be like you're on your own team, that's it. But I was with Will, the guy mm-hmm. who won the MVP, and he definitely picked up my slack in the whole hot dog bobbing competition. So he got the upper hand, and he won the dance-off.
Yep.
That's my favorite.
The Hebrew National like mouthing champion.
We should get sponsored. We should send this.
I know.
To them and get hot dogs for a year.
Hey,
there's something there.
Make MVP makes you stronger.
Benny, tell Graham about the hot dog story. Bob, like how it's such a great event for the rookie party.
The hot dog bob is.
It is.
So it's
it is going to be this year.
It got cleaned up. When I was a rookie, there was the hot dog bob, but we were away. We always had a rookie party away. So we were in Park City, and I don't even know the hotel, but they filled the tub up with water and fucking hot dogs.
In a hotel. And
and we're bobbing for hot dogs.
Just in some guy's ass sweat.
With their hands tied around their backs.
Hands tied around the backs.
Yeah,
it was just bad. So you should be thankful that now it's in a clean tub with water
with
and hot
extra
dogs
saliva and, but, from everybody. We had to go last. That was the worst part about it. There was less hot dogs, and we had to go digging around other people's shit in that tub with our mouths.
One of the players brings pickled bologna.
Oh my god!
And it sinks to the pickled bottom.
Okay, no, the like, thing that wasn't so fair
is
this
it like
year
in a jar. Like,
is it literally in a jar? Oh, just on the
god!
But it sinks to the bottom of the tub. And
so to start this out, we go.
Well, you got the.
I got that Clamato Bud Light, 25-ounce can taped to my hand. Another 25-ounce of. I think it was Modelo.
Did they add an extra ounce? Or you?
They add an extra ounce. Oh, it said one extra ounce added.
That hurts. That extra part hurts.
Just in case.
And it was just like, there's no way I'm winning at this point. And luckily I finished last in that because they fooled us with this whole immunity thing. And I was like, I'm not going to chug a beer unless it's out of a beer bottle.
Corrupt cops here.
You win the event.
You got immunity.
You get immunity
for the next round.
I chugged the Clamato first, and I was chugging about the other half, and I just pulled the trigger at that point. It was all over, and I got last, but it helped me out in the long run because I assisted my partner's win in the MVP.
Team player.
That is team player.
Number 16. Once again.
I love team that player. You threw it out there why it was a better match.
And is Will still on the team?
Yeah.
Good. I was going to say, if he just bailed with the rookie trophy and you got no credit for it, I'd be pretty pissed off right now.
But I'm impressed. It's all him. He won it.
Yeah, but, you know.
There is no second runner-up in the rookie challenge.
There's behind-the-scenes stuff.
Just
not everybody
winner,
know about,
losers.
You know? Yeah. Winners and losers.
You thought you should have
winners.
Won it,
losers.
No.
Winners.
Loose hockey.
I didn't think I should have won.
Losers. Bozeman. Buttheads. What are they called?
Stingers.
The Stingers.
But I like Butthead's
better.
I didn't
know they were the Stingers.
Oh, yeah. Stingers, like Bumblebee.
Stingrays? Yeah. Oh. Oh, yeah, because they're black and
yellow.
Black and yellow, yeah. Before we sign off, anything else?
Shout outs.
Thanks for having us on the air again.
I had a great time.
Yeah, thank you.
I did too.
Give me some Halloween music. I'm going to go for the
plug. Shout out to Heather Skeels.
Shout out to Movember and all them single biddies out there looking for some hockey guys.
Like 16. You, Skate Chaser. What's the, so next week, Hot Dog Ferris Wheel.
Yep. Is in motion next weekend.
What's the code word? Are you
secret,
have the little,
secret
that
dog.
Little tiny rectangle where they slide? I go, they go knock knock, and you slide it open, and
what's
I say,
the
"What's
password?
The password?"
It's like
what's
a speakeasy.
Yeah, speakeasy
for hot dogs. Right.
Secret
that's
dog.
What you're gonna be thinking about when we're.
And it'll be the best hot dog
you'll ever have.
Sorry.
Oops.
If we get relish.
If you're the oops, if you're the best hot dog I'll ever have, if I can only have one more the rest of my life, I would hope
that's
it would
it.
Be you.
Yeah. Give you a Snake River Farms special heated bun, ketchup, and
melted
mustard,
cheese,
no relish,
melted right, cheese.
Yeah, go ahead.
Appreciate you guys. I hope everybody has fun and a safe Halloween.
Yes,
Teton Sports Talk 89.1 KHOL.